Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Are you someone who could volunteer for a one-year grand jury service? And do you live in Sacramento County? If your answers are yes and yes, then stand by for details. If you're not sure or you don't know what a grand jury is and what service is all about, you are in luck. Sacramento Superior Court Judge Judy Holzer-Hersher is here. Hello, Judge Judy.
Good morning, Beth.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Jury Coordinator Becky Castaneda is here, too. Hi, Becky.
Hi. Thank you, Beth.
Glad to have you here as well. So how challenging is it to fill a grand jury panel every year? And we'll get into the distinctions about the type of panel, but how much of a challenge is it?
Becky, why don't you answer that?
Oh, okay. Well, Beth, around 17 years ago when I started being the grand jury coordinator, my advisor judge at the time, Judge Cadet, said, Becky, you know, we're really having a hard time getting grand jurors, so why don't you check out other counties and see, you know, what successful counties are doing? And I found that San Diego had a very successful application program. So I kind of copied what they had and got a hold of the Sacramento Bee and asked them to write an article. So now we send out 5,000 random summons to the jury office. Mm. And from that, we might get 100 applicants. And then from the Bee article, we get another 100 applicants. So between the two, we invite all 200 to the jury lounge for a briefing session in February, and they can learn more about it. But it is challenging. It's a big time commitment.
Have you started using social media yet?
You know what? We're looking into it.
Yeah. It would seem like an easy way to reach such a not only wide number of people, but young people. There is a minimum age. You have to be 18.
Right.
Yeah. So about the history, a grand jury doesn't decide innocence. It
Correct.
Doesn't decide punishment.
Correct.
But explain the role that it does have, because it is critical in the legal process.
So, Beth, there's actually three types of grand juries. There is a civil grand jury, and that is empowered in the state of California, in every county, to investigate governments, local, county, district-wide, school districts, prisons, other kinds of public facilities, to look at and determine whether or not government is doing what it's supposed to be doing, what it's empowered to be doing, and doing it in a way that is not wasteful or fraudulent. And that grand jury, that civil grand jury, is impaneled for an entire year, and its investigations can be very wide-ranging. There are two other types of grand juries. They can arise out of the civil grand jury, or they can be separate. They have a criminal function. They can be asked to investigate potential crimes that happen not only here in the county of Sacramento, but throughout the state of California. They can also be asked to hand down what's called an indictment, which is essentially a written criminal charge, charging an individual or group of individuals with a crime.
Why is California's civil grand jury system unique?
It's unique because today, California is the only state in the United States that has every single county required by statute to actually impanel a grand jury to do that civic duty of investigating local entities to make sure that our local governments, our local entities are in fact doing that which they are supposed to do. There used to be grand juries throughout the United States, mm-hmm. civil grand juries, and only a few other states now have it mandated as part of their statutes for this impanelment. Criminal grand juries also exist in a great many states as well.
So we get back to the people that you're looking for. And one of the criteria I said is be 18 years old. The other is a U.S. citizen. But there are a few other details that are important, Becky. And with what was just described, what kind of education level or knowledge or background does an applicant need to have?
Well, we're looking for a diverse group of people from all types of backgrounds. To me, some of the best grand jurors have been housewives, but they could be attorneys, doctors, accountants are always good, but mainly people that can get along with each other and are interested and have the time to commit, because it's a very large time commitment, 25 to 35 hours a week.
It's a somewhat paid position, isn't it?
Minimal. You're not going to live large on this. So it's $30 a day, regardless of how many meetings that they're in. And plus, they get mileage and parking.
Okay. We can go down the list of what this involves, but what's typical for the experience of a civil grand juror? When are they called? The meetings they serve on? The committees? Tell me in somewhat of a story what this is like.
Well, they begin on July 1 through June 30th. They get divided into seven different committees. Some of them include criminal and juvenile justice, health and human services, education, edit, continuity. And we start receiving complaints. And not only do we receive complaints, but sometimes the grand jurors create their own complaint if the group agrees and there's no agenda. And they start their committees and start going out to investigate or ask me to call in interviewees so that they can get information. And they get training from the Grand Jurors Association, and they also have a training for with them themselves, like the outgoing grand jury trains the new grand jury. So there are resources, and it's really fascinating for them.
In what you said, a complaint is an inquiry, a concern, something that they're asked to look at or investigate. So who has the power to convene the grand jury?
Well, the grand jury, let me just back up here, why the word convene.
Okay.
They are empowered and impaneled by law, and they meet on a schedule that they themselves set. They get to determine what they are going to investigate and to the degree that they are going to investigate it. So they have a great deal of authorization and power to go forward. It's an extremely important civic position to hold, one that engenders great trust in the individuals that are going to be working together on that committee to look at some of the most pressing problems that we have in our community. And there's a whole list of things, for example, in the past that they've looked at that might help give examples of the kinds of things that they do.
Go ahead with one example of a type of case or investigation.
Well, in prior years, they have investigated the homelessness issue, the foster care system. They've looked at recreational use of marijuana by youth in our community and the impact on it. They've looked at the fact that our county at one point had 1,000 abandoned wells that was affecting groundwater. They've looked at malfeasance in public finances for the public library system. They've talked about the release of mentally ill incarcerated persons from our local jails. They have talked about domestic violence and the inconsistent application of all levels of the justice system at one point through that. So they have a wide-ranging berth that they can deal with.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Sacramento Superior Court Judge Judy Hersher. She's here with the jury coordinator, Becky Castaneda, and they're talking about the effort right now to recruit people to fill a 19-member, 11-alternate civil panel that will work for a year in Sacramento County, dealing with the kind of cases that Judge Hersher just described. So with that, I'm going to add that the suggested qualifications are experience writing or editing reports, being able to use technology, having some leadership skills. Becky, I think you said the ability to collaborate and work together and put aside your personal biases and be able to look independently at the cases. So the steps would be filling out an application, which we've posted a link for, and then what happens?
Well, the public can go to our website at sacgrandjury.org to download an application. The deadline is January 25th. After that, they'll be receiving a letter from me inviting them to our briefing session on February 14th. And they'll learn more about grand jury service from the actual current grand jury. And after that, they'll have a background check run, and we will have empanelment in May.
Where does the grand jury meet?
Actually, that's a very interesting thing. Even if judges,
we're not
going to
talk
that.
About where the grand jury actually meets.
I think I'm used to. A lot of people are used to hearing, you know, kind of the secret locations or the secret meetings
it
of
is.
A grand jury.
And there's a very good reason for that. The grand jury is tasked with this investigative process that we've been talking about. And we really do not want people to interfere with that process. We don't want people to try and come into any of the sessions or intercede in any way. We want them to go about their business, do what work they need to do, and if and only if they figure out that there's something that needs to be reported out, to let them do that. So they are cloaked, if you will, with a degree of privacy. I like that word better than the word secrecy, because at the very end of the process, a written report is actually issued from the civil grand jury, and it's made public. It's published. It's on the website. But as we are going through this process, they may investigate, for example, a person or a public entity, and they'll actually find out there's no malfeasance there. There's nothing wrong that's happened. But to have people sort of find out about this while this process is going on may result in some harm to those individuals or those entities.
To again emphasize, this is the civil panel that you're hoping to recruit for. The civil panel didn't deal, for instance, in any of the Stephon Clark case or any of the NorCal rapist case, correct?
Correct. Civil grand juries are not permitted by statute to look into deaths that occur by law enforcement. However, it is possible for such a case to be brought before a criminal grand jury if either the district attorney or the attorney general wishes to do so.
One final question in the descriptions. It sounds like, and I say this in a positive way, a pretty wonky assignment. That it takes some energy and focus, and actually can take up a lot of your life and your world to process the information and make the kind of weighty decisions that one would make. So it's an application to take pretty seriously.
It is. But I don't want to scare people off from it, Beth, either, because it is an extremely important civic responsibility. We talk about in our country how important it is for people to be civically engaged. And a lot of people feel that they don't have the ability to get in there and make a difference. They do. And the grand jury, the civil grand jury, is one way that that can happen. But you are right in the sense that we are looking for people who have the ability to think calmly, rationally, sift through a variety of conflicting information and evidence, work together cooperatively and collegially with a group of people, and come up with a final product and agree on a final product. So it takes a certain kind of person to do that. But in my mind, it's one of the most important tasks that people in our community can engage in by simply applying and being considered for that position.
All right. Do apply. We've posted a link at capradio.org/insight. 30 volunteers are needed in the end, 19 jurors and 11 alternates. You need to be a U.S. citizen, 18 years old, and live in Sacramento County for at least 1 year prior. Anything to add, Becky?
I'd just like to say it's the best hands-on civics lesson you can possibly ever have, and people have lifelong friendships after this. So,
thank you for including us in the outreach for recruitment. And again, the deadline for the application is January 25th.
Correct. Thank you so much, Beth.
Thank you both.
Bye.
Happy New Year. And again, that is Sacramento Superior Court Judge Judy Hersher and Jury Coordinator Becky Castaneda. We posted that link at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. Up next, from the touring Broadway musical, Evan Hansen and his mom, Heidi, from Dear Evan Hansen.